fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio. Radio. Radio.
Oh, please, Achtermundi. Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio!
We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine. And remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to associate, to speak, and to defend the causes that were for the moment unpopular. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves indeed as we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. But we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. And good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready, because straight from downtown Columbus, Ohio, it is time for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where we have Giuseppe Vaffanciullo and David Scorpio, if he can connect with us, as my special guest today. We had such an extraordinary need to know today, and the stories we were reporting were so important. I felt it was a good idea to bring them in for us to continue the conversation. We also have Dean from the UK here joining us, making additional comments, and everyone's welcome to call in the number 540-352-4452. Giuseppe, let me pick it up with you, my friend.
Yeah, Jim, urge everyone to go find the October 20th episode of Need to Know, the Fetzer Report. It'll be up in a couple hours. I'm editing it as we speak and adding clips and pictures and such. And it is so important, because we really focused on the shocking truths that the Canadian whistleblower and Dean, our fellow host here at Revolution Radio, is verifying, that the globalists are going all in with this phony second wave. That's the illness is being caused by mask wearing, being caused by the toxicity and poisons and contaminants in the flu shot, and being caused by a typical seasonal change, which always causes people, depending on what part of the country you're in, to catch a cold flu. So that those three things are now going to be called the second wave of COVID-19. It's absolutely insidious and satanically evil that they've now created the nano terrorist, which is the coronavirus, the common cold, which is ubiquitous and omnipresent in nature. There's common cold virus in all humans, all mammals, even reptiles have it. And so now that's going to be the new terrorist. So advocate that people go watch the show and they're hearing bits and pieces of it, but the show was so well put together and is so powerful. And this is it. This is our final stand. We have to fight and we have to remove these satanic globalist parasites from the face of this earth. They don't need to stand trial. They've already murdered millions upon millions, if not billions, of innocents. They need to be hunted and removed from this planet.
Let me just illustrate the point I was making about the numbers, that during the very first quarter of the year, January 1st to April 1st, which just happens to be April Fool's Day, of course, COVID-19 deaths worldwide totaled 46,438. Now, if you just hear that number, you might think, gee, that sounds imposing. That's nearly 50,000 people. Until you learn that in the same period of time, the seasonal flu took three times as many, 121,993. Or that during the same interval of time, malaria took six times as many, with 246,121. Or that deaths from suicide were even greater at 269,076. That traffic fatalities were 338,715. HIV/AIDS death, 421,808. Alcohol, 627,571. From smoking, 1,254,352. From cancer, 2,060,730. All of which make this number, COVID-19 at 46,000, trivial by comparison, but we're not hearing any of that, Giuseppe. We're not hearing any of that because it's massive fear-mongering. And indeed, if you wanted further proof, we know this so-called pandemic has been hyped like no other. For example, already when the deaths were only 2,405, they were hyping it, recommending lockdown, social distancing, destruction of the U.S. economy, compared to the H1N1 flu with nearly 12,500, the annual seasonal flu is 61,000, cancer over 600,000. This is obviously totally rigged, totally fake, totally phony, exaggerated, wildly out of proportion. Giuseppe, they have just used the politics of fear or the psychology thereof to manipulate the world's population, and where in the U.S., we are so scientifically illiterate in general, we were easy to play.
Well, Jim, it gets even better than the numbers that you're describing that are more causes of death than the so-called novel coronavirus. And then you have to take into account that 90% of attributed coronavirus, novel coronavirus deaths are comorbidity, which means that the patient was already dying of cancer, dying of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, dying of heart failure, dying of late stage diabetes, dying of all kinds of things. And so instead of taking 6 months to die, they caught a cold or they caught a flu or they caught a pneumonia and they die in 2 weeks. And that all those deaths, which were going to happen anyway and happen every year during the cold and flu seasons, we're now put in the new category of novel coronavirus. And what's even more offensive, Jim, is for my show, The Perfect Triangle, a week ago Friday, I did some research and I looked at 2017, which was between upper and lower respiratory disease causes of death. Worldwide, 6.4 million people were killed. And now this year, according to deathmeter.info year to date, there's been 4.9 million, and that includes the coronavirus. That's within the upper lower respiratory, 4.9 million. So so that's 10 months. You divide it by 10, that's 490,000 per month. So you just round it up to another million for the final 2 months of the year. That gives you essentially 5.9 million, which means that, the terrible pandemic, we're going to have 600,000 less deaths caused by upper or lower respiratory disease, which is including the coronavirus. So it's a complete scam to pull off the Great Reset, the new normal agenda 2030.
We have a new caller here from the 475 area code. Caller, give us your first name and your state and join the conversation.
I'm Bernie from Connecticut.
Okay,
you know, Bernie. When this first, before they started yelling coronavirus, I was sitting in my office and I was looking at the Rebo market. And I said to the woman I work with, because it was like a week, a $300 billion bailout a day, right? Then I said to her, you better start buying food. He says, why is that? I said, the so-called world economy is collapsing, right? And then a month later, they come up with this coronavirus.
Yeah, you were right on top of it. You were right on top of it, Bernie. That was very astute of you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, everything that happens, it's always money, you know, whether it's the 87 collapse, you know, because in 87, Mendel Rivers, the head of the House Banking Committee, came on, and he said, well, we're having trouble out in the Midwest, and then it's going to the East Coast. There's people living in tent cities in Houston, right? And the Saudis sold the oil for $9 a barrel. And that was under the Reagan administration. He went, oops. And it took out all the oil in Texas and Oklahoma. And each time, you know, whether it's in the later, every 10 years or so, like that bailout of GM and all that stuff, and half the factories went to China and Mexico. I mean, every 10 years, they destroy everything. It's like just like clockwork, you know, right up to 9-11, you know.
And, Giuseppe, so, you want to respond? Yeah, Giuseppe, you want to respond to Bernie? I think he's made some nice points.
Yeah, I think he's made some excellent points. I completely agree. And Bernie, were you aware that the worldwide derivative market is now at like, options derivative is like at $1.4 quadrillion, which is like $1 trillion. And there's no way that can ever be paid off. So they have to blow the entire system up. Otherwise, they'll be held responsible. And don't you think that's what's going on here in part?
Well, that's the start. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at 2006, 2007, they did the bailout. Look at the dot-com bubble, right? And then 9/11, where they stole all that gold out of the basement, right? I mean, it's just one scam after another. And Homeland Security is Israeli occupation force. Everybody knows that. They set it up right after 9/11 with Chudov and his whole gang with all that equipment to test everybody when they went through the lines at the airports. I mean, it's just this constant scam, you know?
Right, right.
You know, this never stops.
We have another caller joining us from California. Paul, go ahead. Give us your thoughts.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. When you said earlier that everybody was welcome to call, I figured that might even mean me. So
why not, Paul? Why not?
I mean, you know, look, I'm 1 week away from just joining, you know, the mask wearers, and I'm probably going to line up to get a vaccine. I'm starting to sanitize my hands multiple times a day now.
How would
you all feel about me if all of a sudden I was to turn traitor and sanitize my hands on a regular basis and wear a mask to go buy groceries?
Well,
would you be a little disappointed?
Maybe just a tad.
Okay, well, I encourage all you to do the same because most of the time nobody says anything. I'm talking about at least 60 to 70% of the time. The other times I just say, hey, no, that's not for me. I don't do that. And I just keep on walking. And I encourage everybody to do what I've done now twice. For small, you can't do it with a whole grocery basket, right? But I've done it for like two and three items at a time where they say, well, we're not going to ring you up. We can't give you service without a mask. I put the money on the counter and I walk out the door. That's what it's going to take to win this thing without gunfire. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to take place because most people don't have any courage. But I really encourage anybody who's listening to this call to start doing what it is I've been doing since the beginning, which is A, telling people that it's a snipe hunt, and B, telling people the most important thing we can do is to disobey, to ignore these people, and that includes the clerks. And you'd be surprised how often they don't say anything. I go to places where I test, I don't necessarily need to go there or want to go there, but I'm saying, okay, I'm either going to get served or I'm going to get a case. Because right now, all the law is on my side. There's zero law on their side. All the law is on my side. There's multiple violations they're committing by denying me service. So the bottom line is I go in and I'm just trying to do whatever it is I do, buy a coffee or a bagel or anything else. And you'd be surprised how everybody else has got a mask on. I walk in, I give them my order. I went to a Baskin-Robbins ice cream parlor just the other day just to test it, right? Everybody else in there is wearing a mask. I walk in. I ask for my ice cream. The guy serves me my ice cream. He takes my money, and I leave. Nothing was said to me. So in many ways, you know, it's all a fraud, not just the big picture, but on the smaller scale, it turns out that a lot of people just really don't care. And they, in my opinion, they're looking for somebody like us, for somebody like me. You know, there's a few that take issue with me and what I do, and they think I'm endangering people. But, you know, it's like I can't help what they believe, and I just tell them, hey, you can believe whatever you want. I don't believe a word of it.
Well, you know, I live in Connecticut, and people barely say a word about whether you have it or don't, you know.
Good.
Except for stores, you know. And even them.
There's a guy that posted a video on YouTube. He went to a Trader Joe's in Connecticut. His name's David Weiss. He's got his own YouTube channel. It's W-E-I-S-S. In fact, Sophia Smallstorm posted his video on her website where they would not take his money. He walked out of the store with groceries. He told him he was leaving. But the mistake he made was he just waited around for the cops to come.
Well, yeah, I mean, that happened in the beginning with me at the Guitar Center. They didn't want to take cash because they didn't want to touch it.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Get this, I just made an effort to post the article that I consider to be so important from Natural News. I said, if you're going to read only one article today, this week or this month, this is it. World leaders are planning new lockdowns to introduce the World Debt Research Program, which includes universal basic income and vaccination requirements with a link. And when I seek to post it, we can't complete this request because this link has been identified by Twitter or our partners as potentially harmful. Visit our help center to learn more. How disgusting is that?
Well,
How disgusting is that?
The level of censorship. Yeah. Go ahead, Bernie.
Giuseppe, go ahead.
Well, I stepped on Bernie. I'd like to have him finish.
No, that's all right. You can go. I mean, it's just looking more like a Borg world, you know.
Yeah, the so new world order has been here for a while. It's just showing its face now.
Right. Machine
Unbelievable.
Planet.
Unbelievable.
So if nobody else wants to go quickly, I will take maybe 1 or 2 minutes for this little piece. So, Jim, you talked about an article very important everybody should read. Well, so here's one from John Rappaport's site that's also posted for everybody else too on the Truth Seeker, the truthseeker.co.uk, and this is I linked from this from Mammy's or from Grissom's Blogspot, and essentially it's the fraud of the testing and what the virus really is or what it isn't. And here's an interesting little paragraph. All right, this is an interview with Dr. Thomas Cowan, okay, who's pretty well known. If you want to watch him, just go online. C-O-W-A-N, Dr. Thomas Cowan. Anyway, here's what he says regarding their supposed sequencing and testing. So, to me, this computer generation step constitutes scientific fraud. Here is an equivalency. A group of researchers claim to have found a unicorn because they found a piece of a hoof, a hair, and a snippet of a horn. So then they add that information into a computer and program it to recreate the unicorn. And then they claim that this computer recreation is the actual unicorn. Of course, they never have actually seen a unicorn and could not possibly have examined its genetic makeup.
Paul, did we lose you?
Yeah, he dropped off. I will validate what our friend of show, our dear Paul of California, is saying. I've been watching more and more of this Dr. Thomas Cowan, and we need to get him on some of our shows. This guy is a bright man and has an MD who's totally understands the natural way in nutrition. And this latest video that our friend of show, Michael Ivey, sent out on YouTube, an interview about an hour long. I'm about 20 minutes into it, and he's just learned more himself in the last few months. And the more he learns, the more horrific it is to him. And so, holy cow, Paul's back. Paul, I was just validating your observations about Thomas Cowan. We got to get him on some shows.
Yeah, well, so whatever happened, I just cut off. But here's what he was talking about, and he
hey, this is Scott. So well. Leave a message.
At the Hello? Tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello.
What happened? Yeah,
I don't know.
Mitchell was trying to call Scott back.
I was trying to call Scott back.
Oh.
After my internet dropped.
Okay.
So, all right, so staying on this, this is the kind of thing, this encourages me to read more scientific papers because I haven't read a lot. I've dabbled in a little bit. I've read more legal stuff than I have so-called scientific or medical stuff. But once you get into it, it's not that daunting. You might need to define a few words here and there, but you can pretty quickly pull it apart, and you can see if the average person was just to take a little time and look at some of these things, they would – their eyes would be so much more open. So anyway, having said that, here's what he talked about, right? He said, okay, in this supposed genome sequencing, we find that rather than having isolated the virus and sequencing the genome from end to end, they found 37 base pairs from unpurified samples from the PCR probes. This means that they actually looked at 37 out of approximately 30,000 of the base pairs that are claimed to be the genome for the intact virus. They then took these 37 segments and put them in a computer program which filled in the rest of the base pairs. So this is science from our so-called science medical establishment. It's a cartoon. That's all it is.
Yeah, I think that's pretty close to right. Giuseppe, would you agree?
Absolutely. I don't agree with some of the idea that there is no infectious disease that some of these pioneers or leading edge guys promulgate, because it's not true. In my own medical training, oriental medicine identified 6,000 years ago, they knew that something was infectious and they didn't have the technology, the acumen to call it. They used to call it a wind invasion. Like, you know, if you got a cold breeze on the back of your net and you'd get a cold, or they call it a heat invasion. That was a flu or febrile disease. And you go back even farther to Ayurvedic medicine, which goes back about 12,000 years, and they've identified the same thing. But I completely agree with Dr. Thomas Cowan, Dr. Stefan Lanka, and some Andrew Kaufman, that this entire farcical industry of vaccination as an inoculant is absolutely criminal, and it's murderous and needs to go away yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Dean, your further thoughts.
Well, I just find it ironic that you're talking about computer models where they fill in some data points or some samples, shall we say, and then they build a model of the gaps. So essentially, according to the media, everyone's a conspiracy theorist, yet they have a computer-generated conspiracy theory. They are
actually exactly right.
It's computer accelerated conspiracy theory, so it's just hilarious. I just find it ironic as well that the biggest gains in AI actually go back to a Google project with Nvidia, where it's computer accelerated deep learning, and that's perfect for reconstructing missing parts of a picture and making a picture out of a lesser thing. It's not native.
And Dean, I'm sure you've noticed in the UK, they're probably doing the same thing as they're doing here, which is every time you see something on the news, on television, or even actually pictures in the newspaper of this virus, it's always a very colorful illustration, and they vary, right? So, I mean, at least they could be consistent, but they've used different shapes and looks and different colors. And as one person joked early on, it's like they took a golf ball and they put little miniature golf tees on it, and then they vary the color scheme of this thing, and then they tell us we all need to be afraid of it, and it really is just laughable.
But at the same time, there are people that destroy their immune systems because they don't get enough rest or too anxious all the time. And all that adds to your destruction of the immune system. And this COVID is making your immune system even worse because you're nervous all the time. You don't get any
sleep. Everything you said is true except for the part where this COVID is making something worse. Okay, there is no such thing as a COVID.
Well, I'm saying regardless, just thought of illness does it, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, immune compromise. People are compromising their immune function and lowering the body's homeostasis, which is the overall level of functionality of the human body as a whole. And so when you compromise your immune function, weird things can happen. You get sick. You get so anxiety is terrible. It's one of the seven taxations in traditional Chinese medicine. So excellent point, Bernie.
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend who was had cancer. He had Hodgkin's disease when he got it at 23 years old. You know, he got overdosed at Armstrong or one of those rubber factories. You know, and I said to him because I was into yoga heavy, and I said you got to stop drinking alcohol. Stop. Tomatoes, potatoes, and eggplant are three poisons that the Incas used to feed the conquistadors, and they gave them syphilis, and they spread it all through Europe. You know what I mean? So I mean, you know, diet. What do people eat? They eat French fries and ketchup. That's two poisons right there. You know what I mean? It's tomatoes, potatoes, and eggplant. Well, that's two right there. At the turn of the century, they didn't eat tomatoes. You know, now everybody's eating this stuff. So I mean, the combination. You know, computers. People are up all night on the damn thing, and then they're watching TV all night. They're watching videos. They're not getting any rest. They're getting 4 hours of sleep and going to work. I mean, their general immune system is just shot from all this stuff, you know.
Right.
I have.
In fact,
I was going to say that's the exact sort of thing that Stefan Lanka talked about in one of.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
This is David Dungeon from Shiny Side Out. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now we return you to Liberation Nation with Deacon John.
Know what they're doing. They just hit and miss. Well, they don't have...
Unfortunately, Bernie, the people at the top that are controlling this are not guessing. Everybody underneath, maybe. And they may be, you know, somewhat innocent, but... I would highly recommend a great book which started me down this road on cancer and other such things. It's called World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. And the first half of the book is the medical part about cancer, and the second half is the political. And, of course, the political is more properly labeled the conspiratorial. And it is mind-boggling. They knew then and they know now. The people that really know anything, the researchers are very intelligent. They know that they're doing something which is toxic to the human being. I mean, for God's sake, Lorraine Day said in her excellent, which I highly recommend anybody, you can watch it on YouTube, called Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, where she says that, yeah, a lot of the chemotherapy drugs are labeled as carcinogenic. They're on the label. So what kind of insanity are we living in? It's been very frustrating for me because I've been awake to this stuff for 30 years. But who am I? I'm just a guy that shoots his mouth off.
You know, Rockefeller's, John D., his father was a snake oil salesman, so, you know. The whole medical thing is nothing but a statistical thing that they watch. Right.
And right across the street, literally a half a mile away, at the Kaiser Medical Center, right now I could walk over there and I could show you cars in line waiting to get a flu shot. So, I mean, it's just like, what can I do?
You know, I had a doctor says, I'm taking a flu shot. She was sick for a month after she took the flu shot.
Yeah,
I didn't take it. I never got it. I never had the flu.
I know.
So,
well, if you want to catch the flu, take the flu shot. That's probably the single most effective way. Giuseppe, your thoughts on cancer and the like.
Well, first, Paul, you are somebody. You're the guy who no longer has to wear a condom. And secondly, it's if you want to catch the flu, but what's sad is when you take that contaminated toxic flu shot, you become Typhoid Mary for 7 to 10 days. You're a super spreader, and that's what's so concerning about these hypnotized, entranced, weak-minded early adopters of the COVID-19 vaccine. Is what are they going to be spreading?
Yeah, you don't know what it is either.
It's absolute madness. So just, instead of filling the air with more of my blather, I thought I would just read briefly from this article, and I highly recommend it. It's a John Rappaport site, No More Fake News. It's also on the Truth Seeker. And here he talks about their methods. So here's Dr. Thomas Cowan commenting, you know, to John Rappaport, where he says, quote, "The real blockbuster finding in this study comes later, a finding so shocking that I had to read it many times before I could believe what I was reading. Let me quote the passage intact. We examined the capacity of SARS-CoV-2 to infect and replicate in several common primate and human cell lines, including human adenocarcinoma cells, human liver cells, and human embryonic kidney cells, as well as two monkey cell lines. Each cell line was inoculated at high multiplicity of infection and examined post-infection. No CPE was observed in any of the cell lines, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes down here. It says, In contrast, HU 7.0 and 293T showed only modest viral replication, and A549 cells, i.e. human cells, were incompatible with SARS-CoV infection. So what does this language actually mean, and why is it the most shocking statement of all from the virology community? When virologists attempt to prove infection, they have three possible hosts or models on which they can...
Paul, what a shame we lose him right at that crucial moment. Giuseppe, yeah. Would you like to pick up on what the point Paul was making?
Yes, the point is that Thomas Cowan is reading their own studies, their own words, and it's validating everything that Judy Mikovits, that Dr. Rashid Buttar, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Dolores Cahill are all saying how horrible these vaccines are. Paul's back, so I'll let him continue.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I'm just sitting here talking on my phone, doing nothing. Just keeps dropping. So just quickly, what he says here is this. He says, the method that the virologists rely on is inoculation of solutions that they say contain the virus onto a variety of tissue cultures. And as I have pointed out many times, such inoculation has never been shown to kill the tissue unless the tissue is first starved and poisoned. This is Dr. Cowan talking, not me, when I use the word I. Professor, the shocking thing about the above CDC journal quote, this is right from the Center of Disease Control Journal. The shocking thing about the quote, he says, is that using their own methods, the virologists found that solutions containing SARS-CoV-2, even in high amounts, were not infective to any of the three human tissue cultures they tested. In plain English, this means they proved on their terms that this so-called new coronavirus is not infectious to human beings. So,
yeah, that's pretty damn stunning, Paul. I love it.
Yeah, so this is what we're looking at. It's just it's absolutely incredible. And, I mean, it's unfortunate that not one person in, 5 million, maybe one person in 2 or 3 million would read this. And all it is just a few paragraphs on John Rappaport's site. And, you know, it's like, anyway, you guys know why I read it. And thanks for hearing it.
Paul, send me a link to that, would you? I think that's very, very important.
Okay, will do.
Giuseppe, your views about cancer and all that?
Well, the cancer industrial complex is such a murderous scam. I mean, the arrogance of the white conqueror as applied to medicine, right? These men of letters know better, and instead of taking a natural approach and supporting the body's immune function to help the body fight off the cancer, which is the only way you cure cancer, especially if you use something like Rick Simpson's cannabis oil, which cannabis and hemp are like God's gift to humanity as far as healing properties, especially with cancer. But no, their idea is to completely destroy the immune function and temporarily kill the cancer. Well, the joke of chemotherapy is you never get it all. And so these people, oh, I'm cancer free, I beat it. No, you didn't. And what happened is once you destroy the immune function that completely, it's never as robust. So inevitably the cancer grows back and your immune function is even weaker to fight it, unless you really turn to like the cannabis oil or natural protocols, you will eventually die of cancer. But along the way, you're an amazing profit stream for these ripoff corporations in the cancer industrial complex.
Yeah, well, there's a naturopath from Australia on the web, Barbara O'Neill, and she uses castor oil. You know what castor oil is.
And sure, castor oil packs.
Right, and she makes a poultice out of it and puts it over the breast cancer spot, and it dissolves it.
Well, it draws it out, too. You know who recommended that? Edgar Casey, the sleeping prophet, when he would go into his trances in the 1910s and 20s. Most people don't know who Edgar Casey is, but if you look him up, C-A-Y-C-E, Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet. He had followers who transcribed or recorded thousands of these trances through the 40s or the 50s when he died. And it's all, they have something called the ARE Foundation now in Virginia Beach, and they have it all in books and tapes and everything. It's really fascinating. But one of his big things was the castor oil poultice. It draws out everything. And so if you have any kind of infection that's not healing, you take a cabbage leaf, an organic cabbage leaf preferably, and you put a bunch of gooey castor oil on it, and then you put it over the like you said, the tumor or the wound area that, like MERS, that's not healing. And then you wrap it with some saran wrap or something that keeps it moist for a while, and keep it on there 4 to 6 hours, or sleep overnight if you can sleep like that. And it's stunning how it helps the body fight these things that normally you could not fight.
Right. It costs $8 for a bottle. $8 for a bottle. I have it, you know. But
that is some cool stuff. I never heard of that before. So,
castor oil, yeah. Barbara O'Neill, she's a naturopath. She knows. She's on the web. She's Australian. She knows everything about the body. She's amazing, and she's old. You know, she's like probably 70 or so, or late 60s. But there was a guy on, because I was thinking about Steve Jobs. You know how he died, right? He had pancreatic cancer. Like,
right.
Yeah, he went away from his natural protocols. Yeah.
There's a guy back in '85, because I read a lot, and He cured a large portion of his patients who had pancreatic cancer, because it'll kill you in 3 months straight, you know, you're gone. And he said to use pancreatic enzymes. He says you got to use a whole bottle, put it in a glass, drink it down, and do that for 2 weeks, and it'll disappear. So, I mean, 80% of his patients, he cured them, he said, with it. Now, I read this a long time ago, so does anybody?
Right.
I know a couple of people who are dying of it, and they wouldn't try it all. I'll ask my doctor, he says, oh, take a couple of tablets a day. I said, what did I tell you? I said, take a bottle a day. These guys are millionaires, and they both died. Right? They wouldn't try it. They'd listen to their doctor. They wouldn't try it, you know?
Sad. I'd lost a dear friend of mine to pancreatic cancer, because he and his partner, they created a business where they were temporary natural gas pipeline solutions. For example, like UPS down in Atlanta, they run a lot of their trucks on natural gas, and they had to fix the pipe. So they bring in these tanker trucks for a short term and fill all the trucks for a month or 2 months until their pipeline's fixed, and they go all around the country. And his partner looks like hell. When I went to the Christmas party last year, I'm like, oh my God, I was saying to my wife, that guy looks awful. And then my dear friend developed aggressive pancreatic cancer. And his wife is good friends with Dr. Judy Mikovits's twin sister. And so she recruited Judy and I, and we were working together to heal him. But he like had this stigma. He's a real, I don't ever want to do marijuana. I'm afraid of what it'll do to my mind. And if he just would have let us heal him, he'd still be alive. But they trusted Western, and man, the poor guy, I went to his funeral and we could have healed him. I mean, it's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, even the pancreatic enzymes, where he might have accepted those, you know, because it says pancreatic on the side of it, you know. You
well,
get high quality.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, gentlemen, just quickly, I have some breaking news here, just for the fun of it. So I Jim and Giuseppe and some others, I sent you the link from that the article I was reading from. And
good.
I was going to just back it up. I was going to back it up with a second link from John Rappaport's site itself, No More Fake News. Well, check this out. I go to the site. I'm on there, no problem. Okay, so I go to his site. I go to the site just like normal. I go to click on the article that I'm going to link to, right, the article that I just read from that is over there posted at the True Seeker website. Each time I get, your connection is not private. Attackers might be trying to steal your information from No More Fake News. Right. Learn more, you know, and it's just like I can't see the article on the site, and I get this like not secure little red. So it's again just amazing to me what's happening here in this censorship world where they can just take an article, right, and tell you, oh, your connection is not safe, it's not private.
Well, the trouble with the information is it's accelerating really fast, and they can't contain it, you know, because everybody's taking notes all over the planet every second. So I just said that too.
I got to interject for a second, Bernie. I'd never heard of Barbara O'Neill, so I you know, you can't Google because Google is so controlled with their AI. So I used Bing, and usually Bing's pretty good. But even Bing, the first page it brought up were nothing but Wikipedian skeptic flaming her as being such a quack, and I had to go to the end of the second search page to finally find her site beyond Patmos. And that's just, you know, that's just criminal that people are being prevented from learning the natural cures and the way we should be going, not the corporate deadly way.
I did it 2 years ago, and I just got right on it and went right to her site, and she has like 40 videos, and I just watched them all, you know. And a lot of it's just basic medicine, you know. It's not even anything voodoo, you know. So, I mean, she knows a lot about the body, the functioning of all the organs and all that kind of sort of thing, you know.
And, right. One thing I'd like to interject that you said earlier, that's the certain yoga pursuits believe that tomato and potato and eggplant are poisonous, but that's not all. There's many natural philosophies that consider the lycopene in tomatoes to be very important and organic potato very healthy. So that's just one possible pursuit.
You're talking about combination, like tomatoes are usually high in acid and potatoes are high in, you know.
In combination, right. I get what you're saying. Okay, I get it. Okay.
And eggplant's hard to digest. It's like
inequality too. Some of the stuff I've seen, and it's hard to know exactly what to believe. I've heard that too. I had a very interesting conversation a year or so ago with a guy, and he sent me to some papers online, and I read part of them, who claims that vitamin A, okay, especially the vitamin A that we get from the plant world is a toxin, you know. And so it's but what I was starting to say is that when you cook in a certain manner, when you cook tomatoes, that actually is supposed to be better. So for example, the Italians got it made there with the sauce, you know. That's the best.
Well, I mean, the turn of the century, tomatoes were considered poison anyway, you know. They didn't eat them really. But I like tomatoes, but I don't eat anything in excess, you know. So,
right. That's probably the smartest way.
And you got to balance it with other foods, and you know, you can't eat too much of this, and because your digestive system and your whole immune system just works a certain way, you know, and you have to optimize it. And I'm old, you know, I'm over 70 already, so you know, and it's all. But you know, I spend a lot of time on mats doing exercises like Aikido or working out at a gym, and you know, still things attack you, things get you. But if I didn't do that, I would have been gone 20 years ago. Yeah. So I mean, you got to keep using your machine, you know.
You know, we haven't heard from Dean in a long time. Dean's still on the call, Professor.
Yeah, please, Dean, join in. Go ahead.
Oh, just a couple of thoughts on that. One about cancer, one about COVID-19 and Ayurvedic medicine. But with the cancer, I was just thinking they used to have this little gotcha line about how, oh, cancer rates are only high or seem high because in the past people died of something else before they ever got to cancer. And of course, cancer rates went up in the modern age of medicine. So that was an interesting one. But I find it interesting that they also in the media you also get a lot of talk about, well, this will help cause cancer and that will help cause cancer if you run into it, and every time they come up with this stuff, the thing that actually ends up causing cancer slips through the cracks until it's too late and is pulled. And I'll give you one example. Colgate toothpaste brand is the biggest brand of toothpaste in the world. And one of the Colgate toothpastes actually had an ingredient in it that would cause cancer. And at the time, the news came out that it was in Canada, so they pulled that toothpaste out of the Colgate line. And what I found really interesting is that when I first saw it, I wrote down the name of the ingredient. This is several years ago now. Went to a shop in the UK that I knew had a good selection of toothpaste. Went to the Colgate section, and lo and behold, I found one with that ingredient in. And then went back several months later, never heard any reports in the media about it. It was gone. I thought that was interesting.
It does have fluoride in it.
It's actually another ingredient, but I wish I could remember it, but I just haven't got the recall to the name of the ingredient. But yeah, I mean, they really got busted over it.
I mean, Crest put the fluoride in it first, and Colgate just tested the fluoride, and they said it doesn't do anything, but it sells toothpaste. So they decided to put it. It's a marketing thing, you know?
A marketing thing, isn't it?
Fluoride is,
bones and everything.
Byproduct of aluminum, and it's very toxic, you know? And they put it in everything.
Yeah, it's not the greatest. Yeah. It's hard to actually get fluoride-free toothpaste, actually, isn't it?
There's tons of it out there. Anyway. Yeah, you can get off. I've been using fluoride free for 20 years, you know.
As we enter the countdown, let's get a final closing thoughts from each of you. Let's start with Dean in the UK. Dean.
Oh, well, closing thoughts is just to simply follow the simple common sense of building your immune system. Just stick with that. Make sure you have some sunlight or vitamin D in the mix as well.
Bernie from Connecticut, give us your final thoughts.
I have one final thought, because I was listening years ago to this guy, because I listened to it, I remember it. There's this guy named Dr. Waterman. You probably heard of him. He had a talk show for a while. And he said he was at a dinner with a bunch of physicists and his wife, and he was making fun of this physicist, and she turns to him and says, "Oh, don't worry about it. We have a black guy who we're grooming to be president of the United States."
Really?
This was 19. Obama graduated from Occidental College like in 1979. So this is like, she said it was 1985. I guess she said they've been working with this guy since 85. 1985. So, yeah, I mean, I hear all kinds of stuff. You just don't know. Anyway, something to think about.
That's pretty fascinating. Paul, how about your thoughts?
Well, I guess the only thing I can add is take off the mask, take off the condom, and live your life.
You don't have a choice.
Giuseppe, I'm so pleased you could join me today. Please give your summing up of a whole host of issues we've been dealing with here today.
I think it was a far-ranging conversation with many truths, and the idea is that don't get a flu vaccine. Certainly don't get the Corona-19 vaccine, and do everything you can to remove toxins from your life and eat organic or natural. And that includes even how you filter your water. A Brita filter is not good enough. You need to filter with something like a Berkey gravity filter or like an in-home system that takes out all the fluoride, all the heavy metals, everything. And similarly, even in your shower, there's a company out of Nevada called Water Chef, CHEF, that has a very inexpensive shower head that will take out all the chlorine. And you need to, because people don't realize the biggest organ in the body is the skin, and you're absorbing everything. And that's another insane lie about wearing a mask, when you can absorb everything through your skin even easier than the lungs. So it's all a lie.
you for listening to Revolution